Good morning.
Good morning.
As you know, Pastor Susan's away this weekend, so the session got drafted, and then I got drafted from there. So, but want to welcome everybody here, and our one visitor, welcome her, and then announcements. I threw my bulletin away from before, so Bart, I think session is meeting Tuesday night again for the talk. Is that it? No? Okay. Any other announcements? If not, we'll proceed with our service. I am a good shepherd, says the Lord. I know my own, and my own know me. If you'll please stand for the call to worship. O come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
For the Lord is our God. We are the Lord's people, the flock that God shepherds.
Let us pray. God of all power, you called from the death our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep. He sent us as shepherds to rescue the lost, to heal the injured, and to feed one another with knowledge and understanding. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is Ivory Palaces on page 43.
Thank you.
The proof of God's amazing love is this. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. Because we have faith in Him, we dare to approach God with confidence. In faith and penitence, let us confess our sins before God and one another. You'll join me in a prayer of confession. Merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against You in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved You with our whole heart, mind, and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In Your mercy, in Your done, help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, so that we may delight in Your will and walk in Your ways to the glory of Your holy name. May the God of mercy, who forgives you all your sins, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Prepare our hearts, O God, to accept Your word. Silence in us any voice but Your own. Hearing, we may also obey Your will through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
The first reading this morning will come from the book of Acts, chapter 9, and it'll be verses 36 through 43. That can be found on page 172 of the Pew Bibles. In Joppa, there was a woman named Tabitha, who was a believer. Her name in Greek was Dorcas, meaning a deer. She spent her time doing good and helping the poor. At that time, she got sick and died. Her body was washed and laid in a room upstairs. Joppa was not very far from Lydda, and when the believers in Joppa heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him with a message, "Please hurry and come to us." So Peter got ready and went with them. When he arrived, he was taken to the room upstairs, where all the widows crowded around him, crying and showing him all the shirts and coats that Dorcas had made while she was alive. Peter put them all out of the room and knelt down and prayed. Then he turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. Peter reached over and helped her get up. Then he called all the believers, including the widows, and presented her alive to them. The news about this spread all over Joppa, and many people believed the Lord. Peter stayed on in Joppa for many days with a tanner of leather named Simon. Our responsive reading today is Psalm 23, and that can be found in the Pew Bible 607. Okay. Now, I notice you've got a big Bible at home. We, on this side, will be reading the odd verses, and responses over on Bob's side will be the even verses. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He gives me new strength. He guides me in the right paths, as he has promised.
Even if I go through the deepest darkness, I will not be afraid, Lord, for you are with me. Your shepherd's rod and staff protect me.
You prepare a banquet for me, where all my enemies can see me. You welcome me as an honored guest, and fill my cup with to the brim. I know that your goodness and love will be with me all my life, and your house will be my home as long as I live. The second reading today comes from Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. After this I looked, and there was an enormous crowd. No one could count all the people. They were from every race, tribe, nation, and language. And they stood in front of the throne of the Lamb, dressed in white robes, holding palm branches in their hands. They called out in a loud voice, "Salvation comes from our God, who sits on the throne, and from the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne, the elders and the four living creatures. Then they threw themselves face downward in front of the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, praise, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and might belong to our God forever and ever. Amen." One of the elders asked me, "Who are these people dressed in the white robes? Where do they come from?" "I don't know, sir. You do," I answered. He said to me, "These are the people who have come safely through the terrible persecution. They have washed their robes and made them white with the blood of the Lamb. That is why they stand before God's throne and serve him day and night in his temple. He who sits on the throne will protect them with his presence. Never again will they hunger or thirst. Neither sun nor any scorching heat will burn them, because the Lamb, who is the center of the throne, will be their shepherd. And he will guide them to springs of life-giving water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes."
The gospel reading this morning comes from the book of John, chapter 10, verses 22 through 30. And in the pew Bibles here, it is on page 139. I had the same Bible at home, but my pages all run consecutive all the way through, so that explains why. Jesus is rejected. It was winter, and the festival of the dedication of the temple was being celebrated in Jerusalem. Jesus was walking in Solomon's porch in the temple when the people gathered around him and asked, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? Tell us the plain truth. Are you the Messiah?" Jesus answered, "I have already told you, but you would not believe me. The deeds I do by my Father's authority speak on my behalf. But you will not believe, for you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never die. No one can snatch them away from me. What my Father has given me is greater than anything, and no one can snatch them away from the Father's care. The Father and I are one. About a century ago, a corporation in America came out with a logo that became long-lasting. The company was RCA. The logo they came out with was a Victrola with a dog sitting in front of it with his head cocked to one side. And the only thing they ever wrote underneath that was, "He hears the master's voice." They relied basically on common knowledge of a dog in the relationship with their owners. When an owner calls a dog, the dog begins to squirm, begins to wag its tail, gets start ready, just jumping and eager, anticipating getting a pat on the head, getting fed, or getting taken outside. Jesus used a very similar reality to explain to his disciples. In today's gospel reading, we experience a glimpse of Jesus reflecting on his ministry by using the imagery of the shepherd. He characterized who and what he was for them and who he is for us. To Jesus and the people of his day, tending sheep was a familiar activity. The shepherd had a lot of responsibility in those days. They had to take the sheep from pasture to pasture. They looked after the strays. They exercised their responsibility in keeping the flock. They protected the sheep. They served as a midwife in the birthing of the lambs. And they paid special attention to the little lambs, the ones that were the most vulnerable. The shepherd knew each of his sheep and valued each one. The shepherd was totally devoted to the flock that he tended. In referring to himself, Jesus gave us a way to more fully appreciate his ministry. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. And no one shall snatch them out of my hand." If we see ourselves as the sheep of a godly flock, we better understand our relationship with Jesus, a Savior whom we can imagine as a good, caring, and dependable shepherd. Jesus is almost certainly playing on an image much more ancient than the RCA Victrola. We recited our psalms today. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Jesus cares for us surely, as did a good shepherd in his day. In the same way, he leads us all to that truly sustains life at its deepest level. When we stray from his way like lost sheep, his gracious forgiveness saves us when we turn back to God. His love protects and heals us, saves us. He serves as a windlife for our new spiritual births. And he leads us into transformations from the ways of the world to the way of God. He pays special attention to the poorest and the most vulnerable, the least and the lost among us. We do well to recognize the Master's voice. We can hear his word and follow him. we hear the resonance of Jesus' voice in worship, in regular reading of the Scriptures, and in our own private prayer time. We hear the resonance of His voice in the loving example of saintly Christians, in the cry of the weak, the poor and the sick, and the needy of our world. All this enables us to identify the voice of Jesus when He calls. One of the great dangers for us is not recognizing the voice of Jesus. Not hearing the voice, like sheep not hearing the voice of the shepherd, it is easy for us not to hear the voice. Fail to discern His will because we can't separate His voice from the many other things happening around us. Such is the nature of this complex 21st century. Full of potential distractions. Everywhere we go, there are voices crying out. Voices that say, buy this. Or do this. Say this. Go this direction. Or act this way. And don't tend to that need. There are voices competing with one another, vying for our attention, seeking to gain control of our lives in big and little ways. Thus, we need to know the Master's voice and hear it. Many Christians keep their ears tuned to the voice of Jesus, our Good Shepherd. He calls out in the midst of the other voices. But there is that danger if we do not hear His voice. The good news is that we can experience joy and happiness if we recognize the voice of Jesus as we make our journey through life. We act confidently in the presence and reassuring voice of Jesus. It becomes easier to follow Him. Easier to love our enemies. Easier to offer forgiveness to the ones who hurt us. Easier to turn the other cheek. Easier to bear witness to Jesus. It will be easier to follow Jesus at home, work, and school. Because we will be acting confidently, reassured by the presence of the one voice that we need to follow. The challenge for each of us is to learn to listen to His voice, putting forward the time and effort to clearly recognize His voice when He calls us. As we continue our journey through the Easter season, let us dedicate ourselves to the task of reading Jesus' word in the Holy Scripture, worshiping regularly, and saying our daily prayers. Throughout our daily lives, for His calling to act as servants of Christ, we hear our Master's voice, we will heed it, and in doing so, will witness to others the very values of God. Let us pray. Our most gracious Heavenly Savior, as we listen to Your word, let us help to understand it so that we may see and hear Your voice. That You may get through the other voices so that we may hear what You want us to do, the road You want us to take, the people You want us to meet, and those that You want us to spread Your salvation to. And Father, as we travel Your road, we lift our heads high because we understand what you are telling us to do. And in that steps, we can do your will and be your sheep in your godly flock. Amen. Now do have our prayers and prayers of the people. The list would have been in here, except when I went home last week, I had everything written down on the bulletin that I wanted to do for this week. Well, somewhere in the process, it got stuck with the trash. The trash went in the trash bag, and that was the last I seen of it. So, are there any joys or concerns that we need to look at today? Yes, sir. Oh, do I have a song yet? Oh, thank you, sir. I wonder why Mark kept holding the songbook up. I get lost every so often. I'm old, and I do lose my place. So, our hymn is Because He Lives, and it is on 122, because I did take this hymnal home. this one more time. Are there any joys or concerns today? Yes, ma'am.
We are thankful that we live in a world that is fairly safe. Friday we had a lockdown in school and everything went okay. And it's a frightening experience. The children handled very well. The staff did a good job and we're thankful that everything is cleared up and okay.
I agree, Joyce, because I went through that same lockdown.
You were there, I didn't.
Oh, no. We had a lockdown at Swift Sales in Monroe Central also.
So. We just live in an uncertain world sometimes, and while we feel really safe here, just always are thankful that people are ready to do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, it is very thankful that we have the country that we do have to live in, that we can do and worship and say the things that we want to say. Erlene was supposed to be here today. Yes, Walter.
Yeah, for the family, Colonel Burkhardt passed away today. That would be doing.
I think that funeral is going on right now, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was 11 o'clock this morning. Oh, visiting today. Okay, I thought the paper said this morning's service was at 11 today at St. Sylvester's. Tomorrow. Okay. That we remember the Herman Burkhardt family and his passing, and you know, the several days ago. Erlene wanted to be here. Her foot's healing well. Problem is, her chest started bothering her last night, so she's down with it right now. So, yes, ma'am. Thankful Kenny's here. Lisa and both of the young ones are, all three of them are homesick. So I'd rather her stay homesick with it as to bring it here and give it to all of us. So, any others? Yes, Tom. Tom told us that he got new sheep, new ram and sheep to farm, and they do not know his voice yet. So he says he was not the good shepherd. So, any others? Yeah, there was real bad wreck out on 78 this morning. They called in three life flights, but they could only get two because of the weather. There was a mother, a 5-year-old, and a 28-year-old man that we know of. We do not know who they are, where they were from, or anything else, but that was about 5:30 this morning. So, any others? Not, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you at this time to bring to you the names of those that we wish to have lifted to you in prayer. We ask that you care for the Herman Burkhardt family with his passing several days ago. We ask for the healing of Lisa and the kids. We ask that you take the names that are on our list that we have read to you every week, and you take them under your wing and help them. We also ask that you take under your wing those that were involved in the head-on collision this morning. Lord, there are others that we do not know names, but we know that in your all-caring, you know those that need your help, that need your healing powers, that need your guidance. And Lord, we ask that you continue to assist these people, to help these people, so that they may know you, they may know your way, and in time may help spread your spirit to others around them as they learn your spirit. And Lord, we ask that you keep all of us in your sight. Protect us and guide us. In your name we ask. Amen. And now, let us pray that the prayer as Jesus taught us and his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. With gladness, let us present the offering of our life and labors to the Lord. Blessed are you, God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory and for the service of your kingdom. Amen.
Blessed be God forever.
Go forth into the world. Rejoice in the power of the Holy Spirit. Our next hymn is the Battle Hymn of the Republic on page 577.
Thank you.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord be kind and gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.